charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Hello, this is I Love New Jersey. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. Just wanted to let you know if you're interested in buying, selling, or renting, get in touch with me. I'd love to help you. I love New Jersey, and I love Hunterdon County. But we're going to talk today. I want to introduce you to my guest in just a second. But finally, we've got some beautiful weather. It's sunny outside today with a high of 89, mostly clear tonight with a low about 65. Sunny all day Thursday with a high of 89, and then Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. on Friday, mostly sunny again with a high of 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 69 on Friday night. Chance of thunderstorms and showers after 3, but partly sunny mostly with a high of 88 on Saturday. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low about 68 Saturday night. Same thing continuing, partly sunny Sunday with a high of 84. So if you're out there and you either own a business or you're a residential, or you're a person who's looking and moving or whatever, we're going to learn about moving companies today with my guest, and you're going to love him. His name is Billy Lockwood, and he is with the company Padded, the Padded Wagon. And my friend Larry McEntee, who is with the Home Team Inspections Company, had him recently on his radio show, and I swear he didn't stop talking about him. How interesting is it to actually learn about behind the scenes in a moving company? So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, here we are back in I Love New Jersey. This is the name of our show, Location, 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 streaming live on Facebook from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, all under one roof. If you're looking for any kind of real estate transaction, please call me. I'd love to help you. Today, we're talking with the owner of the Padded Wagon. His name is Billy Lockwood. And actually, you're the marketing executive.
I'm the marketing executive.
Okay.
Don't need to be the owner. I love my position.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right, so welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And I know, like, I was at the community day with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce recently,
okay.
And I was sitting with Larry, and it was right after you'd been on his show,
right?
Which is on Thursday, Fridays at 3 o'clock, by the way.
Correct.
And he just said that he learned so much that he thought it was really fun to talk to you. So I'm like, oh, let's hear what were you talking about? Tell us about your business.
Well, the Padded Wagon was started in 1953 in New York City by a bunch of Irishmen called, you know, the police departments. They used the paddy wagon to pick
sure.
up all the guys, so that's where they got the name started from. Well, we are a full-service moving and storage company. We're a turnkey operation. You unlock the front door, we handle everything else. We crate, we ship, we pack, we dismantle, put everything back together. We'll move it locally, interstate. Internationally. International is actually quite easy. They bring the container to your house. We load it up, ship it overseas, and we'll actually even hire the companies in Europe, wherever that you're going, to offload over
there.
Do
a lot of people do that?
There is quite a big business in that, yes.
That's interesting.
A lot of people come over here and work for a couple of years and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
They go back with less than they brought over, though. Because it's, you know, the electronics don't work over there as they do here.
Oh, because the
plugs. So you're not taking any electronics.
That's interesting.
You're not taking any IKEA furniture or anything like that. It's just keepsakes that they're bringing. So
I did turn my phone off.
That's all right.
Okay. So wait a second. I wanted to let's start back about just moving companies
yes.
in general. And
mm-hmm.
so tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Me? Yeah. I'm married with two children. I've been married 26 years. Have to get that right. We've
you
been
better
together
get that right.
31 years.
Nice.
Tara, she's a school teacher in Livingston. I'm a volunteer coach, paid umpire. I'm also president of the 200 Club of Morris County.
Cool.
We take care of first responders in Morris County.
So how do you take care of them?
On the downside, we have a death benefit of $30,000. On the good side, we'll take care of their children. We'll give their children, regardless of age, $10,000 a year until they reach college. And for 4 years, we'll give them $15,000 a year or until they age out of the program at 23.
Wow.
Also, we give away $100,000 every year in scholarships.
That's incredible.
20 graduating seniors will receive $5,000 from us. The only stipulation is they have an active, retired, or they themselves are active in like a volunteer position with firemen, EMTs,
nice.
and then they qualify.
So it's kind of like a succession planning thing. Like
it is. We're taking.
I love that because it's really hard. I see a drive around as a real estate agent
yep.
and see a lot of the firehouses saying, "We need you, help us."
You know, there's a lot to do, and people. The first thing people say to me is, "Why didn't you ever join?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was always busy donating my time community-wise, umpiring, coaching, CYO, baseball, softball, basketball, football. So I gave back in that way,
sure.
in that manner, same way my parents did. But
know.
Now I can give back in another way by taking care of those people who take care of us. You know, you
right.
dial 911 and you assume somebody's going to show up.
Right.
Well, they're leaving their families as well. And half of those, you know, the firemen, the EMTs, they're volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get paid.
Mm-hmm. Our president here of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Chris Phelan, is
yes.
the first responder volunteer.
And we thank him for his
and
service. You can't thank those people enough.
How do you guys get your funding?
It's called the 200 Club of Morris County because mm-hmm. the dues from our almost 1,000 members are $200 a year.
Oh, that's an
awesome idea. So every January.
That's great.
We don't have to go knocking on doors.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anybody wants
that's
to donate.
That's really, really,
you know, there's,
really great.
There's quite a few 200 clubs in the state of New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud to say we are the largest as of today.
Congratulations.
And they really do a great job. It's understated what they do.
Yeah.
We're taking care of 5 children right now. One was from 9/11. So we've been taking care of, I won't use his last name, but we've been taking care of Liam since 2001. Well, he was born in 2002, so.
Wow.
17 years.
That's just incredible.
So we're hoping that mom did a good thing and put that money away and
yeah.
college is free.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So
thank
it's
you.
A good thing. So
I
do that. I do that all that in my spare time.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I do have to work. My boss wants me to plug the padded wagon moving and storage, so I have to make sure that I'm working. Don't worry.
He's working, okay?
He's just I'm with Weichert, okay?
Yeah, and he's telling us all about the extra things he does, being this awesome employee of yours, and the marketing executive.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, so here we are. Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the company.
Okay.
And really, that's great to know about you, and I'm really, that's I've interviewed a lot of people over the years, and I've heard of a lot of nonprofits and stuff, but I love the strategy of how
yes.
you get your funding, and I love the mission and your philosophy, so good for you. Thank you.
So, on the other hand, I'm with the Padded Wagon. I've been there 23 years,
mm-hmm.
and when I first started with the company, the owner, Eddie Dowling, asked me to go on the trucks for 6 months and learn where the costs are involved, because I had my own business prior to that in construction. So I said, I'm not going to do 6 months. I'm going to do at least a year, because I want to gain the camaraderie of the men.
Wow.
And there still are men that are there longer than me. 23 years, and there's guys there
That's
longer
awesome.
Than me.
Nice.
And one thing that they do not do at the end of the day, go to the gym.
because they got they're lifting furniture
all
day.
Yes. So what I do is I get the work. I do the networking groups. I do the chambers of commerce, obviously. And I go out and I actually physically meet with the customers, because in the state of New Jersey, if you don't know this, it is illegal for a mover to book you over the phone. Let's say Jeannie calls me and says, I need to move. That's great. Give me an idea of the cost. The customer says to me, give me an idea of the cost. I've got a four-bedroom colonial, blah, blah, blah. Well, that sounds great. The price. Can we book you for July 3rd? Can't do it. Division of Consumer Affairs requires us to go out and give the customer a written estimate and explain their rights and how the insurance works.
This is what Larry was talking about was fascinating, because the insurance and all the things we don't know when we're actually thinking of having our belongings moved, or to be smart enough to save some money. I don't know what the deal is with this, but anyway.
Well, here's the thing.
That surprises me, only because, it's like, okay, real estate, I don't think anybody knows that in the real estate world. All the people that are helping everybody that we work with is moving in or out or both. And I just never heard of that before. But I will also say, with all the other inspections and services and so on, that just is a very important tip for us.
Well, it's us going out and inspecting your home. Every home is unique.
I'm going like this. Okay.
Right? And I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Right.
Every home is unique in a sense where there's different load conditions. They may have steps. They may have a steep driveway. Mm-hmm. They may only want you to move the big furniture only. Well, if the armoire is on the third floor and needs to be disassembled or doesn't fit down the stairs, because when her husband had the house built, he built that inside the room. Now it doesn't fit. And if a mover doesn't understand that and a mover doesn't see that, they can't reflect that in the cost.
Right. It's like a Zillow estimate. It's not. It's totally wrong.
It's based on law of averages. Look,
that makes sense.
Look, whether we want to admit it or not, everything in life is math. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we have formulas that we use to calculate how long it should take and will take. Is it an exact science? No. Nothing really is, except science itself. So I know how many cubes a man moves per hour based on an easy load, a difficult load where there's a long walk, stairs, elevators. We're the largest mover in Manhattan. There is a building in Manhattan on Park Avenue where the truck pulls inside the building onto an elevator, is lowered down, goes onto a round cylindrical lift, spins it around backwards, so it unloads into the loading dock. Mm-hmm. So how do you estimate the time on that?
Yeah.
How do you get a spot on Park Avenue for a 28-foot truck? Mm-hmm. What time do you have to be there to get in there for 9? So your guys are there 2.5 hours early. By the time – they show up at 7:30. By the time they get into the apartment, it's probably 10:30, quarter to 11. You have to be out of that building by 5. And then after we unload the truck in the morning, you got to go park it. Have you parked your car on Park Avenue?
I just can't. I'm visualizing.
Take a 28-foot truck.
No.
By the way, there's no double parking in Manhattan.
I don't know how.
Anywhere.
I don't get how UPS and FedEx and all those guys do it either, but so seriously, wait, let's go to our break.
Okay.
I want everybody to know, if you can hear me, I don't even know if you can. I don't know what the deal is with this. But anyway, Billy Lockwood is the executive marketing manager for the Padded Wagon. We're talking about moving. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey. We're going to go to our break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and we're going to learn more about really important stuff you need to know if you're thinking about moving and you need a mover.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-9000. 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back. I hope you can hear me out there. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. Hunterdon County, New Jersey, Central Jersey. If you're looking for any real estate transaction, buy, sell, or rent, please give me a call. I'd be happy to help you. Weikert Flemington. My guest again is Billy Lockwood, and he is the marketing executive for the Padded Wagon. And we're learning about moving, his company, moving company, and what that all entails. Tell us more. We have a
All right, so you want to move. Okay. You want to upgrade, you're downsizing, whatever. You're moving to Florida. First and foremost, get rid of things that are not sentimental value to you, that are, you know, that you paid $25 for this bookcase that holds all. Get rid of all that stuff. Take only thing that you really need to go to this new facility. So first thing you've got to do is get three estimates.
Okay.
Three estimates. And the reason why you do that is so that you can compare apples to apples, just to make sure that, you know, we're all talking about the same product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mover has to do that visual estimate. He or she has to come there. They'll walk around your house, find out who's going to do the packing.
Okay.
It's a typical day for me. Walk around, see who's going to do the packing. Take a checklist.
So you're meaning you're asking the seller or the mover.
The mover.
The company, the person moving.
Yes.
Are you going to pack or are we going to pack?
Correct.
Okay. So that's...
Obviously, it's more expensive if we do the packing.
Sure, sure.
So we find out how many boxes. We estimate how many boxes are going to go.
Okay.
Because then I know how many boxes a man moves per hour, how many cubic feet. Everything is done by cubic feet. When we order trucks, we say it needs to hold 2,000 cubic feet if you fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we know what size trucks to send. So to get back to where we started, you're going around the house, find out who's doing the packing, and then we assess the furniture. We take a list of the furniture. Now we have a checklist. If the customer says the refrigerator's not going, the washer's not going, the dryer's not going, the downstairs basement, nothing is going there, there's nothing in the attic, there's nothing in the garage, nothing out in the back, we put that all in that information on that sheet.
Okay.
And then if my guys show up and they say, oh, no, I told him everything, or I told her everything.
Mm-hmm.
We say, no, here's a list right here of what what Billy took, and this is what we said. Oh, well, then I must have changed. I must have talked to my husband. This is why prices can change from what you're originally given.
Okay.
Because we estimate local moves are done by the hour.
Okay.
So we go in. We don't want our guys to work more than 8 hours in a day. No one should have to carry heavy furniture more than 8 hours in a day. Two reasons why. Number one, it's when my guys get hurt, and that's my biggest commodity. Number two, it's when the furniture gets damaged.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we try to enable it so it gets done in an 8-hour period. So if they're loading 4 hours in the morning, it's a half an hour to destination, that leaves them 3 hours to offload, three and a half hours. That's a typical day. Okay. If I can do that with four guys in a day, it's about $1,500.
Okay.
That's not an average, but that's a good figure to start with. For those guys, four guys for 8 hours, you're only moving probably about half of a four-bedroom colonial. So okay. If you have a four-bedroom colonial, you figure about double that.
All right. That's interesting.
To go from there. So there's
Most of your people are a half hour away? Is that what the...
It varies. When you say half an hour away, like if you're in Manhattan and you're moving from the Bronx down to Battery Park or something, to Park Slope, a half an hour can be only like... a quarter of a mile away.
Yeah, for sure.
But out here, again, it depends on how far we're driving. And if it's too much to do in one day, here's a perfect example. If you're doing two closings in one day,
mm-hmm.
the house has to be empty by 12 to do the walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get in the next day until the second closing is done if they're not doing two closings in one day. So that presents a challenge to us.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is we have to charge the customer to hold it overnight because I can't use my trucks. I can't make money.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
The customer's upset. He goes, well, it's not my fault. The banks won't do two closings in one day. I said, yeah, but look, if I can't use the trucks, we have to charge you. But what we try to do is get the house unloaded by 12:00, 1:00 mm-hmm. for an overnight, take it out of there and come back the next day at 9:00 after they completed the two transactions mm-hmm. the day before.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But there's no more bridge loans anymore.
Right. It's complicated.
So
yeah.
It always gets complicated. So that's basically what I do in a sense where I meet with the customer. Now, there's obviously – I did an analysis on myself about 3 years ago. I did 600 estimates in 1 year. 600 estimates. It's a lot of homes.
Yeah.
So I wanted to figure out how many of those estimates went over and how many went under. Mm-hmm. Now, you from an owner standpoint – what would you think would be a good percentage? 100% going over, 100% going under?
I would want it to be
50-50.
Yeah.
50-50, uh-huh. right?
Okay.
My average was 50%.
Good.
Because of the fact so many things will change. They'll get to the closing and they'll say, I can't close tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I put down the wrong address. The bank didn't release the numbers. The financials weren't what they were supposed to. Can you hold it for another week? Now we got to offload it, store it, reload it, and deliver it.
Oh, my God.
It's going to affect the cost. There will be times when the customer says, I want you to move everything. I don't want to do anything. And then we show up, and they packed themselves, and they moved all their boxes. So the cost went down. So there's different scenarios. I can't tell you. Probably about 50% of the time I go into an estimate, and customer will say to me, well, you just gave me a price, and I see the price, and you're very informative. It seems that you know what you're doing. You showed up on time. But I got to say, you're $1,000 higher than my friend moved down the street. Well, is she a professor like your husband? Does she have, 500 books on bird sanctuaries? And oh no, there's. Everybody, it may be a four-bedroom colonial.
It's customized.
But he might be a rock collector too.
Oh sure. Oh,
that's or an athlete with gym equipment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's. Is there a law of averages? Yes. But that is the reason why the Division of Consumer Affairs requires us to go out there and give you a visual estimate.
I think that's fascinating. I'm trying to figure out how Zillow can estimate how homes for people to look at when they're completely off without going there, because everyone is special. Every house has its own special personality, you know. Anyway, so
the thing to remember is get three estimates.
But I want to talk to you about some of the things that Larry was talking about. Like he was saying, okay, you mentioned something before about like purging stuff. Because
purging stuff.
Every single thing that you move is going to cost you money. And I loved when he was telling me some of the things that you were talking about people will actually pay for things to be moved that aren't worth what they are.
Well, like, I'm not going to use brand names, but let's say you bought a low-cost bookcase mm-hmm. from a local store. Mm-hmm. Why would you take that to California? Mm-hmm. You paid $75 for it. It's going to cost you $150 to take it.
This is what I find very interesting.
And people just
because people don't know that.
That works great in my garage. I'm taking it. Okay, but if the $150 you're going to pay me to move that across the country,
you could buy a new one.
Four of them. Yeah. Remember now, Mrs. Murphy, you're moving to North Carolina. Uh-huh. They manufacture furniture in North Carolina. So if you're thinking about getting new furniture,
get it North
Carolina. Don't move it down there and say, you know what? I don't think I want that.
Yep.
When in doubt,
shifting.
Throw it out. If you haven't worn it in a year and it takes you more than 30 seconds to make a decision on whether or not you're going to keep it, don't keep it.
Yep. Donate it. You can drop them off at the Goodwill too. I mean,
donate it. There's battered women's shelters. I met with a woman yesterday on sexual harassment in the workplace.
Oh.
They gave us from the chamber, mm-hmm. And there's that company, that agency will take used furniture.
Of course.
There's a lot of them out there. Veterans.
Oh yeah.
Temples, synagogues, Catholic churches, any type, Lutheran. All those churches are looking for donations.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
Habitat
throw it away. I'm not taking any business away from the people who do junk removal, when in doubt, check it out, then throw it out.
Right.
That's the best way I can tell you.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I picture it like what you're talking about. I mean, I have moved a number of times in my life.
Okay.
And I'm all about getting rid of it all and starting over with, like, nothing or get down to the bare essentials. Because what you're talking about... these things you don't even talk. Like you said, unless it's got some emotional attachment to you, you're move it over there and open it all up, pay for all of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you could have just bought something brand new. But
you know, My parents moved out of their house. I moved them out of the house about, I guess it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. when my mom got sick. I walked through that house a couple of days before the movers were coming. My movers, by the way.
Oh.
Our movers. And I said to myself, I've got to take something. Do I take a door? Do I take a door handle? Do I take, you know, what do I want to take? And then I said to myself, I have memories. That's all I'm going to take from this house. I took my dad's hatchet. Actually, I used it yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
But people have to – I'm not saying you have to be willing to let go, but you have to be sensible about it. I mean, I'm not trying to take away business for myself, but I'm trying to do the best to make a customer – I'm there to educate the customer.
Yeah.
And explain to them, you know, you could buy this in California for cheaper, you know, or if you're going to places that we normally don't go to, like Oregon and places like that. Not a lot of people moving up that way.
How do you do that? Like, if someone's going to, well, just curious, that I do want to talk about insurance and banging.
We need to get to insurance.
Like that. We have some time.
So, what movers do for long distance,
okay.
We try to build a trip. So, what we'll do is we'll give a client, let's say you're moving to Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people going up that way.
Right.
All right?
Right.
If they do, they don't take much with them.
Mm-hmm.
They grab a U-Haul and throw their clothes in there, and then they go themselves. What we do is we'll tell the customer, I need a 2 to 4 week window of delivery because I've got to get a full truck. I'll try to build a trip to California and then shoot up to Washington State from there.
So you're going to bring multiple families.
We're not going to take one person's
up, unless they have a whole truck.
Unless they have a whole truck. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that we don't do that. Mm-hmm. We have clients in Manhattan that we've sent full a large truck with small items
mm-hmm.
because the client just it wasn't a question of the money. It was a question of, are you going to get it there on the date that I need
I want to live like that.
That radio so announcer. Cool. I'm not going to use names, but a radio announcer.
Oh, my God.
We do a lot of work for him.
Really?
And
the big H?
It'll be, yeah. And we'll say, you know, I won't say much more, but he does well for himself, and he shares that.
Not,
and that's
not,
good.
Yeah.
It's good that people make a lot of money
right.
because there are people out there that make a lot of money who do share that.
Yeah.
You know, when they build these extravagant homes, they're employing people.
Mm-hmm.
When they move stuff,
yeah.
they're employing people. When
yep.
they go out to dinner, they're employing people.
Absolutely.
So for us to be, I hate to use the word haters, but to be envious of them is okay, but don't hate them.
Oh, no.
All right? Because these people have a lot of
– they share
they
the
provide
wealth.
A lot of the tax revenues
yes,
for
yes, –
all right.
Yes.
So that's
it's fun,
all
though. It's funny, small world, because the big H.
Yeah.
In my life, there's about six people that have the kind of – like you're like the moving company. I've met the attorney. I've met like a dietitian. I've met like
right.
the person involved with the
yeah,
car.
You never meet that person.
No.
You always meet the
yes.
ones that surround
it's
them.
It's fine with me.
That's just, fine.
I think it's fun just to hear. I
but
love
I have
it.
We have met – like the one job I went on, I'll do a real quick story. Me and my sister-in-law have this little joke that we always quote lines from movies.
Mm-hmm.
So because any movie I watch it. I took a course in high school and it taught me how to watch a movie. Believe it, as dumb as that sounds,
it
will show you about foreshadowing and understanding the movie and how it foreshadows in the front and relates to the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this lady called me up and said, "I need you to meet me in a bad section." She didn't say this, but I'm just going to say, in New York City, there's a piece of furniture I want to send to, of all places, Seattle, Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
My uncle lives in, my cousins live in Seattle, so I don't want to give him a bad rap. So it looks beautiful out there.
Uh-huh.
Hi, guys. So I went and met her, and I recognized her instantly. Looked at it. It was a wall unit. It needed to be disassembled, created, shipped to Seattle. I gave her a price, an idea of the car. That's fine, that's fine. She goes, come on, let's leave here because it wasn't a nice area. We go down the street corner. She goes, I have to go make a phone call. This was a couple of years ago. She had to, you know, didn't have her cell phone. Here's my credit card. Run that, and then I'll be back. So I wrote it down, and I got her information, ran the deposit. And she comes back, and I said, here's your credit card. You're all set. We'll be here in a week. And I said, one other thing, don't ever give your credit card to a stranger. You just met me 30 minutes ago.
Right.
And I said, by the way, how was it working with Bruce Willis?
Ah!
And it was Bonnie McRae, Bonnie
yep.
Bedelia.
Wow. She has, I love her.
She was a,
she's great.
And she was the wife
yeah.
in Die Hard.
Well, of course.
And she goes, oh, she goes, you're good with it. And she had the big glasses on. She's a beautiful woman. I love her as an actress. And the funny thing was, she, she used us again. She was a customer for life because of what I said to her. I said, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You just met me. I can be a really nice guy, but you don't know me.
Yeah, you could just take the card and run with it.
Exactly. Well, so anyway, that was one way.
Just because I want to go back to one thing about the Big H. Did you ever see that movie, The Private Parts?
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite. Okay, so even in the movie.
So nobody's questioning what the Big H is anymore.
I know.
Really.
That's okay. I think he would just like to know this. My husband is obsessed with him, okay? And
okay.
I know this is your, you know, we're talking about your business, but it was exactly like the movie because I did not understand him. So I remember like yesterday, my husband back in the 90s or something, he goes, you have to see this. So I watch it. And I was just like the pig vomit thing in it where it's like people listen double. And by the next day, I literally had moved my TV into my office and I was watching it like over and over. Every time it comes on, I'm like,
I love it.
It's addictive. It's the best movie. It's so funny and you got to see it. But anyway, so Billy, tell us about what happens when you have a moving company come to your house. And you are looking at insurance, and you want to know what happens if someone breaks.
Good question. All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to spell it out for you as easy as I possibly can. The Division of Consumer Affairs requires all licensed, and I stress the word licensed. You have to be licensed in the state of New Jersey to move intrastate and out of state.
Wow.
But in order to move from New Jersey, you have to be licensed in state. You get a coverage of $1 per pound. So if you have a vase, a two-pound vase that you paid $2,000 for, it's only worth, in the eyes of the Division of Consumer Affairs, $2.
What?
That's usually the expression that I get. So in other words, what I'm telling you is you're hiring a contractor to come into your house, and your items are only insured by weight.
What is the deal with that?
And as the Irish say, it's the weight that makes it heavy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
crazy.
It's crazy, but...
So if you break it...
Think about it. There'd be no such thing as the moving industry.
Because
everybody would just put the movers out of business by filing these claims.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is you can take additional insurance now right through the mover. You can take additional insurance. We sell it at $750 per thousand. So a $10,000 policy would cost you $75.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is sit there and say, well... They're not going to lose everything. They're not going to break everything. So if I took $20,000, it would cost me $150, $250 deductible. That's fine. I'll sign on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
How many people take insurance? Percentage-wise, maybe 30%. And most homeowners feel that their homeowner's insurance covers it. And that's not true.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Standard homeowner's policy covers fire and theft.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not stolen and hasn't been burned... It's not covered.
So can you buy on – can you add addendum on
your
homeowners?
You can, now, let me just clarify. Chubb does sell – there is a moving policy rider that's covered for Chubb Insurance. They're the only ones that I know of.
Interesting.
But you would know the type of clientele that has Chubb Insurance on their home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And anybody that does have that type of value in their home should have those items additionally insured already.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Mona Lisa in your house or a Picasso, you should have that additionally insured.
Mm-hmm.
Because God forbid it does burn down.
Right.
You have no proof. They have no record that you own that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people that are getting these high items, value of items in their homes, they should get the insurance.
So what about like, okay, have you, so what about like when your company or any mover company damages someone's property?
So let's say we move an upholstered sofa, and it gets a tear in it. And you took $10,000 worth of insurance. Great. The sofa's not worth $10,000. No. What you have to do is you have to declare how you came up with that $10,000 before you do the move. Let's say you said it was worth $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a $250 deductible. The guy wants $500 to repair it. So you would get a check minus your deductible for $250.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another reason why the mover has to come to you, to your residence, your origin destination, and see it and explain your rights to you. And you'll receive a pamphlet, a trifold, that shows you, and I'll just give you one, but the people on the radio can't hear this, that explains to you your basic coverage of insurance. And it tells you it's a dollar per pound.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that.
Oh, I'm sure they don't know that.
Nobody knows that.
Put it together, what it means.
And you're saying, well, wait a minute. You're coming into my house, you're moving my stuff, and if you pick my lamp up and you drop it and it breaks, you're not going to replace it? The answer, in the eyes of the consumer, at the Division of Consumer Affairs, yes. That's our government at work for us. They come up with this.
Do not get me started on that, because my whole entire world.
That's another segment for another time.
Yeah, because it's all about supposedly protecting the buyer, protecting the consumer.
That's a different guess.
And it does not do. It's not anywhere near like that.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, so back to storage and so on. Tell us about the different types you have, businesses that you move.
Commercial moving. We do residential moving. We do fine arts. We're in the. It looks like we're going to be moving to Lambert Castle in Patterson. I met with a lovely lady the other day, Kelly, and they have some beautiful stuff in there. They need to put it in storage for 3 to 5 years. We're hoping to get that job. I'm trying to solidify it right now.
Nice.
I sent off the proposal the other day, retweaked it yesterday to more of their liking. Mm-hmm. Hopefully my boss isn't listening, and because he came up with the figure. And it should be good.
Yeah, that's great. So what about, like, do a lot of people move it and then put their stuff again in storage places?
You mentioned before about that you moved a lot in your life.
Yes, I did.
Did you know, a fun fact, the average person moves once every 3 years in Manhattan.
What?
Once every 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little over just under 2 million moves a year in Manhattan. 1.2, 1.5 million moves every year in Manhattan.
How do you move someone in Manhattan when you can't double park?
Very carefully. That was a loaded question. Very carefully.
Yeah, because you have, I understand what you're talking about.
Well,
where they have the ability to put it on an elevator, go down and stuff. I get that. But when a normal person moves, how do you do that?
You got to remember, too, when we show up to an elevated building, we assume that the elevator works. Okay. I've gone on jobs where it was a 5-flight. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It was on the 30th floor. It was on the 15th floor, but there were double flights. So it was 30 flights. The fish gets bigger as the story gets longer. It was a 15th floor, double flights. So it was 30 flights. The elevator broke when, I want to say my guys, but I was on that job 23 years ago. Three of us. So guess what? Thank God it was a studio apartment.
We each took
10 flights.
That's crazy.
The job went over the estimate because there you go.
Yeah.
It is difficult to move in this city. We used to have a guy, his only job was to go to court and negotiate parking tickets for us. Every month he would go with, in the summertime he'd go with 500 or 600 tickets, but the rest of the year, let's just say it averaged 100 tickets a month. So we'd go into court and the judge would say, all right, Padawagon, you got 600 tickets in August. Pay 300 and get out of here. Okay. Now we have a waiver that you need to sign that you will make arrangements to address the parking so that we have parking when we arrive at your building. Put out cones, talk to your management company, because the person moving out of the building has to arrange a date and time for us to show up to move them out of the building. You can't just show up.
Well, what about like where they don't have control? Like if a picture,
they
like,
still have to sign a waiver saying if we get a $250 ticket, that the customer is responsible for it. We are there for the customer.
So do you think, because I do think about these things when I'm driving around. I always feel bad for the FedEx and the UPS people driving up and downstairs. I didn't think about moving companies. So do they get tickets all the time too? Is that what happens, or is it allowed? I mean, not specifically.
If you're with the vehicle, it's one scenario. If you're not, if it's an unmanned, like you'll see these people park in front of fire hydrants and just areas where you shouldn't be, like on the corners, so that nobody can make that turn.
Yeah,
you've got to think smart. And if you know you're going to that building, you tell the customer, this is what you need to do. You know, make arrangements. Let them know that you're going to be blocking. Because there's streets down there where our trucks, when they go down them, there's nobody getting by.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, so the people behind are sitting there waiting, and they can't go around. And then, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And then the customer complains. Will say to us, you know, it took 2 hours more. Then why? You know, why did it take 2 hours? Because our guys had to go downstairs five times, excuse me, to move the truck, so that traffic could get by. It's the nature of the beast in New York City, but nobody wants the air.
I just never thought about it. Yeah. What a complicated business.
I mean, you can move maximum in one day one bedroom to two bedroom apartment with the right amount of guys. Otherwise, it's just load one day and deliver the next.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have to have certificates of insurance for the building. Like, if I was coming into this building, it's a historical building, they want to know that I have insurance in case my men get hurt on the job or if I damage the building.
Right.
That's what they call a certificate of insurance. Every building requires that now. You want to come in here? You want to move the Murphys down to Madison? I need a certificate of insurance.
Sure.
Shows that you are licensed and you are insured.
I can't believe how interesting. I know Larry's talked about how interesting it was, but I just want to remind everybody
again. It's eye-opening, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's just fascinating because, you know, everybody does something different for, you know, what they do for their living. And it's so much fun to be able to, like, hear about your life and what you do because we just don't think about it until we hear about it. And then it's like, oh, my God.
And really, at this time of the year, I get a lot of calls of very upset women. And I use that term loosely because it's usually the women because they like to take control. I do a lot of work with women, and I think it's fantastic.
You should, because we're so smart.
But they get upset. They're like, what do you mean you can't move me on June 25th? I called you on June 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody moving at the last week of June is the busiest week of the year. It's like Christmas.
Oh, sure it is.
Because
graduations. Okay? Everybody can get
everybody
out.
Yeah. All the lawyers want to have their closings done before 4th of July week.
Mm, is that right?
So everybody wants to move that week. I had a guy yesterday. He said he just – I saw him in May. Hopefully he's not listening. I saw him in May. He called me 2 days ago and said, I got to move next week. I said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't do it? You gave me a price. I said, I know. I gave you a price in the beginning of May to move at the end of June. I've seen how many people since then? 3 to 4 people a day since May? And they get upset with you. And then
you got to give you guys some lead time.
Yeah, well,
it's like buying a house in Hunterdon County. If you want to buy a house, you have to get up, get go. You snooze, you lose. That's it. There's
and
just
call Jeannie Murphy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Little plug there.
Oh, thank you. All right. I am Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey. And my guest, Billy Lockwood, is talking about the moving industry, particularly the Padded Wagon is the name of the company that he represents. And it's very interesting to think about what they do. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Yep. That's the interim guys there right now. All right. Hi. This is I Love New Jersey. And I really do. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. Location, location, location. My guest, Billy Woodluck. Is that right?
Lockwood.
Lockwood.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I used to be a carpenter, so I named myself Lockwood. So that's why.
Yeah. He's talking about moving. He's so interesting. The company that he represents is the Padded Wagon. And you were going to tell us some stories.
Some stories, yes.
We so love stories.
Just to show you what kind of manpower, crews, and abilities that we have as a business. In New York City, just one story. I'll give you a New York City story and a New Jersey one. The New York City story, guy calls me up about 11 o'clock in the morning. I need to move now. I said, can you give me an idea of what you're moving? I'll give you an idea of the cost. It's a four-story brownstone.
Oh, my God.
I said, I guess you got the price that you wanted. He says, yes, I need to be out by Friday. This was Tuesday. Went down there and saw it. We started moving him that evening, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
Took us 3 days to get him out. Trivia question here. How did I do this? He had a picture, a painting of his wife on the wall, a mural. It was 12 feet wide, 20 feet high. It was massive. Front door is 36 inches wide. 36 inches wide. How did I get it out the front door?
I don't know.
See it? Everything in life is math.
Yeah.
Has to be taken down off the wall.
Okay.
Laid on its back. All the staples removed. Rolled up. Color out. Put into a tube. And walks out the front door. But see, stuff like that, you would never...
And then you reassemble it on the other side.
And then we have... No, we have got... We have... Gallery will come in and put that back together for him.
Did you recognize the wife or this?
Well, it was a mural of her with, let's just say, limited clothing.
Woo!
So I didn't. It was a nice painting. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
So that's my New York story. And then, look, if you've seen them on TV, you've seen them playing on the fields. We've probably moved them. So we have a good reputation with all the sports companies around the area.
Wow.
Now, my New Jersey one, guy had 22 acres in Mendham.
Okay.
To have 1 acre in Mendham, you're doing really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was a divorce. A lot of my work comes from divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but if they're happier away from each other, God bless them.
Same with me.
As long as the kids are taken care of, that's the main thing.
Because of that.
So he had 22 acres. So I go there to his house. He says, look, it's amazing. People think I'm a shrink sometimes. I go in there and he goes, look, I'm just going to tell you, this is a divorce. I offered her $250,000 and the keys to the new car and she wouldn't take it. And I'm like, okay, I'm a mover. did I say doctor on my shirt?
So
he's telling me this and he's telling me that. She didn't go for it. So it was a divorce. It took us 5 days. It was one person, a woman, moving. I'm just going to say the state, Wisconsin. One person. She took three trucks, one room of furniture, one bedroom set of furniture. The rest were shoes and clothes.
Oh, my God.
Three trucks.
No.
She made Imelda Marcos look like a saint.
I can't believe it.
But the funny thing was...
That is so wild.
He had a butler who was a double... For Art Garfunkel. He looked exactly like Art Garfunkel. By the way, Art Garfunkel had stuff with us for years in stores.
Really? So
anyway,
wow.
And he had this little tray. And during the day, because the husband was getting stressed out because he's seeing all this stuff go out the door, he'd bring over his martini and he'd hand it to him and he'd take the martini off and he'd give him the empty glass.
Like a true
butler.
And about
every 2 hours he'd come by.
So by the end
of the day, he just didn't care. But she had...
Wow.
Just to show what the challenges are of estimating, mm-hmm. They had a three-bedroom garage, and over the garage was an au pair's quarter with a kitchen, a dining room, a living room, a beautiful master bedroom. I couldn't get into the master bedroom. What the wife had done is she would go out shopping and she'd buy whatever and she'd come back and she started putting them next to the night table. And then when that filled up, she did the floor. And then she did that, she went over the bed. And then when she filled that bed, she started putting them on the floor. I had to stand on a chair to look into the master bedroom. It was just bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff that had never been opened. I don't even know what's in the bags.
Oh, my God.
I don't know whether it's packed properly.
Right.
And that was just in the au pair's quarter.
Oh, my God. Let alone what she was taking.
Excuse me. So my guys had to go in there, take the bags, open it up, and pack them. She would not allow a male, a man, to pack her stuff.
So what'd you do?
I had to take girls out of the office because we had no women on the truck at that time.
Sure.
And then they were in her bedroom because I checked in on them, and she would make them open the drawer, hold a piece of clothing out of the drawer, and she would say, Mrs. So-and-so, can I pack this? And she'd turn over and she'd look and she'd say, yes.
I hope your girl's got and a lot of extra money.
5 days.
That's so ridiculous.
One person. And guess what? It didn't fit at the destination. We had to bring it back and put it in some of it into storage. That's what you call the gift that keeps on giving when you get divorced because he was still paying for it.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't fit at the destination either. You had to leave it outside.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you that there are wealthy people who do get, the money trickles down because I'm thinking of the retail shops and all the people affected
made
by the
money.
Woman who's a hoarder.
How about the guys that packed that house and, you know, look, they were lovely, nice people. The funny thing was
I cannot imagine.
She kept saying to me the whole week, the 5 days we were there, she kept saying, you can't leave. You can't leave till my bed comes. You can't leave till I ordered a new bed. That SOB, I ordered the bed. Okay, no problem. We won't leave. He comes up to me on the last day. She's like, the bed should be here today. He comes up to me. She walked away and he goes, you know the bed's not coming, right? I said, why? He goes, I canceled her credit card a month ago.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about, he had to get in his car and drive away because she chased him down the driveway. I had to turn away and laugh. When he said to me, you know the bed's not coming, right?
It's like one of those stories where you're like kind of glad that people who have all kinds of money still has problems too.
Yeah, but it's good that people, if they don't enjoy each other's company,
go away. Hey, real estate, that's a lot of times. Sometimes it's really, really sad when I'm talking to a seller because sometimes people have another life in mind and they're ready to go and they're looking forward to the future. Maybe they got a new job. They have a reason they're selling and it doesn't relate to divorce. Sometimes they are getting divorced and it's so sad. But sometimes they know that it's better for themselves and they just have to go to get through the pain. But that is funny because you're talking about a woman who has so much money that she doesn't even get to probably wear the things that she bought.
And she doesn't, you know, this woman that I knew years ago said, money can't buy you happiness, but I'd like to pick the stores.
All right, I was going to say, last words, Billy here, Lockwood, telling us about the Padded Wagon and your business. It's at the end of the show, so I'm going to give you the floor. Got about 2 minutes. Tell us what you'd like us to know.
Because if you can't remember what to take away from this meeting that we had today, and I thank you, Jeannie Murphy, for this, and Wycott Realtors for the opportunity. Just remember, get 3 estimates, have them come to your house. And also, once you get those 3 estimates, you can call other movers to get ideas of costs.
Okay.
And if you're wondering about their reputation, the other movers, ask them if you can book the job over the phone.
Oh.
And if they say yes, then you know they're not reputable movers.
Yes, they're breaking the law.
So get 3 estimates. If they say they're going to be there at 10 and they show up at 10:45, there's your sign right there. If I'm going to be 1 minute late, I call the customer. There's an old saying as a coach, and I use it with my kids with their teams as well. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're 15 minutes late.
Oh, love it. Okay, that's good. All right, well, thank you again, Billy, for being here today. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please call me at the Wycott Flemington office and have a great day.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls into another network and gives a freewheeling interview during which he attacks one of his own appointees.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him.
The president's repeatedly attacked the Fed chairman Jerome Powell for raising interest rates, and the president was once again attacking him in that interview.
And he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
In that call into the Fox Business Network, he also said any war with Iran would not be a very long one. And he says of news that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, will testify before two House committees.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction, no collusion.
Mueller is now set to testify in public sessions of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. He'll then go behind closed doors with the panels. And this is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC Networks. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over state laws that it claims force doctors to lie to patients. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden picking up some new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from four South Carolina state lawmakers, including two African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, and his campaign's listing new support from five state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new play about the Mueller report.
The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Klein, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, a search for the truth in 10 acts on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.